morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 55, 58 minutes. I got my guy on, the district attorney. But before we get them, I have to do these. If I don't, I will be thrown out of the house. And you'll once I read the first one, you'll know why. It's back. The St. Joseph's Church Polish Picnic. Kittyland, Polish live music, Polish American food, Sunday, July the 21st, noon to 5. Bring your lawn chairs, enjoy the place. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And here's some really good part, free admission.
Yes.
The other one is Fabrizio. It's a fundraiser. It's honoring David Grover. It's July 19th at Balderdash. Get there early and get your tickets right now because they're very limited. And it's part of the Berkshire Theater Group. We raise money to send kids, and the DA will appreciate it. Kids who would never have an opportunity to go to camp, we raise money for them, scholarship money, to send them to a theater, there I go, summer camp. And I'll tell you, the results have been phenomenal. And lastly, the third Thursday of every month, the Fryo Senior Center, there's a memory clinic from 1 to 3 for people suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, and it's the people and their caregivers that people are finding it very helpful. So there, without further ado, foie soup du jour. Now, the district attorney of Berkshire County, Timothy Chagrou, a guy who's in the paper more than I have been lately. And I was the 4th of July parade marshal. And I want to thank Jane and Stephanie and the Eagle staff. Thank you for that beautiful article. And thank the parade committee and everyone connected with the 4th of July activity for that honor and that privilege. I will never forget it. But now, this July the 3rd, or the 2nd, I'm sorry, Berkshire Eagle, 2 drug busts net 3 arrests in North Adams. Mr. District Attorney, you're out there doing the job.
Yeah, the law enforcement agencies are doing the job. We're helping them. We're working with them. They know my commitment to guns and drugs. They know my commitment to safety on our streets. They know my commitment for the public, for your listeners, that we really care about everybody being safe in this county. We live in a safe county. We want to keep it that way. We don't want to see. I worked in Hampden County in the DA's office in the 1980s, and it was a great city in those days. Well, it has turned so bad that I wouldn't take my family down and walk down Main Street in Springfield where I would have many years ago. I'm not going to let that happen to Berkshire County. I'm working really closely with great chiefs of police. Mark Bailey up in North Adams. I got to give hats off to him. His team is doing a great job. They do a lot of to catch a predator, a lot of child abuses. And he's done a real great job knocking down the drugs and the guns at the same time, too. So yeah. In the last 90 days, we've taken off so many drugs. I think I mentioned this before. I think there was over 3 kilos. That's a lot, 3,000 grams. Which is 3 kilos, a lot of drugs that we caught before they got to the streets, and we caught them with guns. So the fact of the matter, they had no money because they had bought that. And you're talking about $30,000-$40,000 worth of cocaine and heroin, and we catch them before they could sell it to our citizens. That's a great win for us. It's a win because we kept the guns, we kept the drugs up the street, and we got the guns. It's a win for the community. It's also a win for our poor addicts that are using these drugs, which oftentimes are laced with fentanyl and trank. Yeah. And what ended up happening is we saw the overdose deaths. We are seeing a significant reduction in overdose deaths due to the removal of these drugs from the streets. So it's a win-win across the board. I'm still trying to work on getting help to the addicts when they come into court. We do charge them, and I'll give a great disposition to someone who will get clean, get employed, give them a year to get all this stuff done, have them for our system for a while, get them off drugs. That's great. But our problem has been the people coming from in the outside of the county coming up here, and they come in from Springfield, Albany, and from mainly Springfield, Holyoke area. And I can tell you now, we're hearing from the defendants on there when we arrest them, they're telling all their buddies, don't go up the mountains. And they call us the mountains. We're not the Berkshire. They just call us the mountains. Don't go up the mountains, because they're pegging them off one at a time. And we have done that, and we did that in the first few months. and we've continued to do it. And we've really have done a great job of collecting the data, finding the major dealers that I consider major dealers in the county that our law enforcement really have focused on. And they know who the dealers are, and they've sure. built their cases. They take time to build these cases. It takes time to get probable cause to make sure we have, and if it's not done right, I'm not prosecuting you. So we make sure it's done right. We make sure people's rights are protected, but we prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. And I'm so proud of our new chief. He's doing a great job.
Oh, he's a great guy.
And we've got a great program working with the sheriff with getting people back reintegrated in the community who have had drug problems, who have done their time, and we're trying to get them reacclimated to society so that they're working and not no longer addicts. Because the addiction is the problem, but it doesn't help when you have someone coming in here with heavy drugs that are very addictive and first giving them away and then getting people hooked. And then that leads to all the other problems, the shopliftings and the thefts. And I'm proud of that as well. We have led the state in organized retail crime prosecutions. And when we just
that's great.
We continue to do that. You can talk to most of the major stores, or I think you can go to Car Hardware. You can go to Walmart. You can go to Home Depot and Dick's Sporting Goods. They'll tell you we're out there and we're prosecuting these cases. Police are making the arrests. I was in Car Hardware just before Father's Day, and I was talking to, I was talking to the people in there, and they were just saying that they were so happy with the work that we're doing. They've seen a dramatic reduction. Just ask Bart Razor, the owner. He'll tell you that a dramatic. At one point in time, he considered closing North Street. He's not going to close North Street now. He said, because of the amount of work that we've done to stop those thefts, he goes, it's just incredible. But it just shows you, it's just focusing on the crime, focusing on the problems, and then dealing with those problems and a two-pronged attack. Again, to deal with the supply coming in, and then to deal with the addiction issue that ends up in the district court. So most of the drug deals end in Superior Court, and the smaller cases end in district court. We consider that more of a treatment court, as you know.
Right.
It's more of a treatment court than. But we've made. I'm very proud of the efforts my office has done. The lawyers trying the cases, prosecuting. Had a big murder trial win last month on a very very very
yes, difficult case.
That was humongous. And we also, we've got two new cases that we're now prosecuting as murders. One was obviously is the Stanton case that Jeremy Stanton shot and allegedly at this point. We're prosecuting him for murder on that case. And when we had an individual up in North Adams that had stabbed someone in 2017. He went to jail. 4 to 6 years for assault with a dangerous weapon, but the person he stabbed died last year.
Did you just extradite back, Rendite back from New York?
That wasn't us. That was actually Hampshire County Rendite, an individual, a Pittsfield native that was killed in Hampshire County.
Yeah.
And they Rendite him back. So that was actually Hampshire's case. But we had a case from 2017. He was a Domino's delivery. Yeah, he got stabbed. And last year he passed away. So we took a look at the old medical, we took a look at his medical records, his medical history. It took some time for me to go through and my office to go through all those past records. And we realized that he had been stabbed and it caused hernias when they stabbed him, it caused a hernia. As a result of that, he had multiple hernia surgeries after that. And we were able to actually trace down that he finally died from an infection from the hernias, which was caused by the stabbing. So we had to make a causal connection between the death and the incident. We were able to do that. So we've indicted him, and he's now held again on the murder charge. So that's a 2017 case, but we weren't going to let it go because we made sure I researched it to make sure it wasn't any jeopardy issues. We could still try him, make sure we had all the facts still there, make sure we had the police officers still there, and we were able to build the case. And then I made sure that the causation was there to show that that the stabbing caused his medical maladies he's had since 2017, which led to his demise and his death last year, unfortunately. So I'm happy for the family that we can hopefully bring them some justice on that case as well.
For the people who are listening, viewers and listeners, I want you to just for a minute absorb that. This could have, if I don't want to make predictions, but perhaps other district attorneys wouldn't have gone to this level to do this, but yet this is getting justice for the person who died and their family. But it's the dedication of this guy and his entire staff. I mean, they're wonderful people and they're very capable people. Why I have him on, because we are all working for the same thing, a safe community for us to walk around in, raise our kids in, go watch a ball game in, go to a parade. And what the district attorney has done is, in my opinion, and if you can disagree with me, that's fine, but he has professionalized the office into, in my opinion, what it's supposed to be. It is an office to protect the people and ensure the safety and bring criminals to trial. And what happens to them at trial, the sentencing, that's a whole other gig. But bottom line, if they never get there, if they never get before a court, you and I are the ones getting messed up. So thank you, District Attorney Shagru, for being a zealot. And there's nothing wrong with being a zealot. I personally have a Dairy Queen zealot. I try to get there every day to support them.
Listen, this staff, they've been highly trained in the 18 months I've been in here. I've sent them to national trainings, sent them statewide trainings. Yep. Most of them came in very, very experienced as well. As you know, Marion Shelby, federal prosecutor, former federal prosecutor, former state prosecutor, has done an excellent job doing this for 25 years. Lee Kemp, who's got 32 years in the district court, and good trainers. But we have a solid staff. Could we use more lawyers? Yeah, I'm still looking for five more. If I could expand by five more lawyers, we would do that. But this staff is everybody, from the person answering the phone to the victim advocate that is dealing with either the death by suicide or death by an overdose or helping a victim through the criminal process system. Yeah. They are dedicated to their jobs and they like their jobs and they work hard. Bill, I don't have to worry about it. And the morning I get in there, they're already buzzing and ready to go by 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. They're going. Yeah, they're working real hard. And on top of that, I mandate that they have to put in 4 hours of community service in the summertime. And I say mandate, but I don't have to really mandate because the list is all signed up. Most people are doing 15, 20 hours of community service. What I mean by community service is I like to have my staff out at these events. I like to have them out at National Night Out. I like to have them out on First Fridays. So that people see that we know it's safe. We're out
visible.
Here. Yeah, we got to be visible. And my entire staff does. We went to the Legends of West Side. That was a great event. We donated money to them to pay for that. You know, we went to the Juneteenth celebration. We'll be at Jimmy's Ride on July 13th up at I'll give a plug for that because, as you know, the Berkshire County Children's Advocacy Center is my baby.
Believe me. I want to interrupt you there for some people who don't know this. I think this is an important fact. He doesn't wear like a star, but I'm going to put a star on his head, like the nuns, gold star on his forehead. I only got one in my 12. But anyhow, the DA and a guy by the name of Joe Coley, they started a place for kids to be when they were molested and all this. Never was abound. These poor kids would come to the detective bureau and the Pittsburgh Police Department on a second floor of an awful building.
We were in the basement at one time. We was in the basement.
In
the basement of Pittsburgh Police Station in 1986. We were interviewing kids in the basement. It was a deplorable conditions. It was awful. And these were children that were both physically, sexually abused. Or had observed domestic violence or whatever. Yeah. There was violence in their lives. And I luckily, when I moved back here after being an ADA in Springfield from 86 to 90, I moved back here in 1990, my hometown. And then I luckily hooked up with Joe Collius, who was a Pittsfield detective, whose heart and soul was to child abuse. And him and I prosecuted a bunch of very serious child abuse cases. And we set the tone right off the bat. We sent one individual away for 72 to 108 years. Molesting six children that were with bestiality. It was an awful, awful case. I tried the Lanesboro bus driver case, which he molested a bunch of children on, back in 1993. I think I tried that case or 92. But we set the tone that we came here, we said we work on child abuse. Now, I had been teaching nationally on child abuse prosecution because that's what I did in Springfield with rape prosecutions and child abuse. So when I came back here, one thing I wanted to establish an advocacy center. And Huntsville, Alabama had one at that time. And I went to Huntsville, Alabama. And I met Bud Kramer, who was a congressman for a while, but he was the DA down there when this happened. And they had established an advocacy center for abused kids. And it's a multi-team approach. It means that the child gets interviewed one time and the social workers watch, the police watch, the medical examination takes place privately, but they're there. And they have, we hook them up with social services and mental health facilities and help them get therapy with trained, licensed clinical social workers. So that all these five components come together and they work for the benefit of a child. I love that idea. So when I was in Springfield, we established it at the High Street with Dr. Bailey at the Western Union. And when I moved here, one of the things I said to Jerry Downing at the time, God rest his soul, as when he hired me, is I wanted to start an advocacy center in Berkshire County. And because of how great this community is, the people that give back to our community, we were able to establish and do that. We had the GE Elephants do the whole old-fashioned barn raising over on Wendell Avenue when the kids' place was refurbished. So many donations were done throughout the county. We originally got a small loan that we used our collateral on that to buy the house. Eventually went to a regular mortgage. And all of us put a little bit of a risk on that when we did it. But we were committed to the county. We were committed to the community. I wanted that house near the courthouse. It's walking distance to the courthouse. It's a beautiful building. It's a refurbished old Red Cross building. It's just a wonderful facility. So, I'm very proud of that. But this Saturday, I started to say, Bill, again, thank you so much, is that we are having the Jimmy's Ride in honor of Jimmy. And you know, as you know, victim of Lewis Lamp, that... And it's funny because in those days, when I was trying these child abuse cases, Lewis Lent would come in and actually come into the veneer in the public and watch some of these child abuse trials. Just tells you how kind of creepy it was. But I got to know the Bernardo family back in that period of time. And when we established the kids' place, they were nice enough to let us sort of talk about Jimmy's plight and why the kids' place was so important. And the Bernardo family are tremendous people. Mary and Ronnie, the parents are wonderful. Jimmy, the brother, Bobby, the brother, and Robbie. But we wanted to make something that would be honor of Jimmy Bernardo for the rest of his life. And that's the Jimmy's Ride that Robbie that runs it now. And that'll be this Saturday. And then following the ride, at about 12:30, they're going to arrive at Drifters at Bosquets, over there. There'll be free admission, open to the general public. There'll be games, there'll be food, there'll be vendors, there'll be music. Brian Benlin's playing. It'll be a nice afternoon. So if you get a chance to come on out, support your Berkshire County Children's Advocacy Center, support the kids' place, and just come have some fun and recognize the fact that people are doing a good job at the kids' place. And
they are.
Thanks for the good work that you're doing. I'm glad we could give that a plug before Saturday, July 13th. But if you get a chance, come up there at Bosque 12:30 next
and
week.
Know that, and again, I didn't mean to step on you. I'm sorry. And know that the work they do, while you may find it horrendous, and I do, everybody does.
Yes.
But where would they be? Because you see, I dealt with the violent youthful offenders, so many of them had been abused and they became abusers. So
we got to break the cycle. We break the cycle. If we can get people into therapy right off the bat, get them into counseling, get them into treatment, because it is true. We do find a lot of sexual abusers have been abused. So this gives us a chance that if a child gets abused, and not just that, the brothers and sisters, it affects the entire family. We have family counseling. We have counseling for that child. So we try to break the cycle and end the problem. My office has taken a big lead in the last 18 months to doing these online predators. You've probably seen a big uptick that in the last few months. We caught a lot of people coming in here and finding out that they're trying to molest young women, young boys. And we've been able to catch a lot of them. And you've probably seen that. Certainly up in North Adams, we did. Mark Bailey's been doing a great job on what we call the Catch a Predator series. He's caught a lot of them up there coming in from out of county, coming in to try to abuse our children. And my state police, the detectives up at the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, detective unit, they have done a whale of a job of focusing on these crimes as well. And we've taken some really horrific, awful pornographic child abuse cases and people coming to our community to try to meet children, we've been able to prosecute them and take them off the streets. Good. So you probably don't see as you probably see maybe, you know, 20% of what's really happening, but there's a lot going on. And, yeah. You know, you just can't be in court all the time to see how much is happening. But I do want to reiterate that we live in a safe, great community. It's a beautiful county. It is safe. Like I said, my wife and I walk around.
And you're maintaining that safety. You and
we're going to maintain that safety. We're going to take the spear. Yep. We're going to take the tip of the spear. We're going to make sure that we catch those before they get to your kids. We're catching them before they get to kids. We're keeping the drugs away before they get to anybody that's going to consume drugs. So our job is to try to, this is preventive work. If we can catch people before, you know, they've actually come in and again, in the drug case, we caught them before the drugs were distributed. And in these child pornographic cases and these child abuse cases, we're catching them as they're coming here to try to pick up a child. And we're catching them beforehand, all on the computer by them telling us what they're going to do to them, bring devices with them. It's really horrific, sending graphic images to people they think are children, but turn out to be police officers.
I applaud you for having the vision to do that, one, because it takes, I'm just going to say, it takes street smarts. You know, I worked with a guy who was on a counterterrorism project, and he was from the Brett counter. And he told me something, and I've changed it a little bit. And it was, to defeat a terrorist, you have to think like a terrorist. So I, through the years, have always said that. But the other side of it is, to defeat a criminal, you have to think like a criminal. And this is a compliment to your team. They're catching them at their own game.
They are. And they got to be one step ahead of them, because they're always... Listen, these are not stupid people doing these crimes.
Oh, no.
Especially when you're dealing with a drug market, when you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, and so you've got people that are trying to be ahead of us. But we're luckily, with the amount of training, stuff that we spend a lot of money on, and the dedication that these officers have, I mean, the hours and hours they put into one investigation, especially on a child pornography case or to catch a predator case, is enormous. And the amount of work they have to do to trace the number back, trace the IP addresses, is incredible. And these men and women sit down at their computers and they'll go through, you know, 14, 15 hours and without blinking an eye, working real, real hard. And the police officers who are putting their lives on the at stake every day are on the streets making sure that we are safe. So the key is that, you know, I'm not trying to make people afraid. I want people to feel safer, because I think we are making Berkshire County much safer. When I hear Walmart telling me that in the first part of the quarter this year that the thefts were down by $400,000, that tells me we're doing a good job. When I hear, like I said, Bart Razor telling me from Car Hardware that the thefts are way down because of the efforts that the police are doing and what we're doing prosecuting them, that just shows you that it is working. And these stores, I mean, to lose, I would hate to have ever lose Car Hardware on North Street.
It's an institution. It's
a great store. It's a great store for all of us.
No, it's a great store, but I mean, I go there a lot. Bart did lift a restraining order, so I can go back in there. I can't say enough good things about Car Hardware. But you're right. This professional shoplifting, it's not like when I was a kid, somebody go in and steal a bottle of Coke, a bag of potato. It's professional and it's money making.
It's organized
and
retail.
You're breaking that up.
Yeah, it's organized retail crime. And I can tell you, one individual that we saw go across the country, just at a Walmart location alone, made $880,000 in a year. That's a lot of money. So I'm telling you, there's the theft rings that come in, you know, the changing of the credit cards. There's just different types of scams. Now I've got one person in this office that's James Hall, who's in charge of the organized retail crime. And we're connected to most retailers, anybody that wants to be. I think he's got 50 retailers connected into our office. So we share the information so we can identify the suspects, and also the other stores can see that person come into the store and they can keep an eye on them because they may have hit a couple of stores 15, 20 minutes beforehand. But the effort that's being made to prosecute these cases is tremendous, and we're going to continue to do that. I've sent Jim to Dallas. He's been down to Connecticut. He's been to a different bunch of different places. And believe it or not, Bill, I'm hearing people from I get people calling from the Rentham outlets and Rentham, Mass. And they're like, can you guys come out here? I'm like, no, we work in Berkshire County. But we are, people want to see, they're good. Noticing statewide. They're noticing statewide. So it is making a big difference because, you know, who pays for those thefts? You and I do, Bill. You know, yeah. And everybody that's listening, we're paying for those. So if we can stop the thefts, then we're going to, make it much more, better for us to go shopping. It's also, it saves money down the long run because the people who are going to bear that cost are us, the consumers. So
when I was a young kid, I worked at England Brothers, and there was I forget who it was through, but they would, like you're doing the same thing. They would call and say, don't take a check from Bill Sturgeon. They're stolen or they're bouncing or whatever. But they would call at that time all the downtown merchants. And that, so what you've done is you revolutionized it to get all these people. And now, I mean, communication's instantaneous. But for those people that are just tuning in, this is the district attorney of Berkshire County, Timothy Shagrew. He's really, in my opinion, and I've been around a long time, he's revolutionized the thought process of the DA's office. He's brought that into the 21st century. And he's dealing with 21st, 19th, 20th century crimes. But he's online. He's this. I know it sounds, and I'm blowing smoke at him, but you have to know when the people are swinging the bat for you. A lot of people stand at the plate. Believe me, I know them. But not a lot of people stand at the plate and swing the bat all the time. His office, in my opinion, does that. Now, there was a lot of catching up to do. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. And he's done that. He's tried cases that are way old. But the other piece, too, is he's out in the public. I see you almost as much as I see me.
It's true. We just saw at Jake Gallagher's event, which was a beautiful event up at Jake's Java. I see you're out there everywhere, Bill. So,
my thing is, I don't feel I can do this program, and I think you're the same way, unless you're amongst the public and listening to them.
Yeah, you got it. And that's what I hear. I hear more compliments. I hear more, well, this is what, or problems. This is what's happening here. We address it. I can remember it being during the campaign back in 2022, and I had an individual tell me that at the Westside Legends that she had a house on Columbus Avenue, and there was an abandoned house across the street, and they were selling drugs out of it, and she has little kids. And, you know, she said, no one will do anything about it. I called DA's office, nothing doing about it. Well, I got on the phone with detectives that I know, that personal friends of mine. And they went right into it. They found that the building got condemned. It was abandoned. And they picked up the drug dealers and they cleaned the neighborhood. I saw her a month later and she just thanked me. And that was before I even started getting into office, because all it takes is a little bit of effort, a little bit of work. These officers want to work. They want to clean the city up.
I think you bring another perspective before you go to break. And that was, and I want people to know this, now he's a district attorney. He was an ADA in Springfield and here. But you also were a defense attorney. So I know there's some people out there, believe me, I hear you. No, he's not a hammer guy. This guy knows both sides of the fence. And he knows with addicts, until you get them detoxed, you're talking to a telephone pole because they're worried about the next. He's not just a prosecutor. In my opinion, Tim, correct me if I say anything wrong. I believe he's a person out for total justice.
That's the word that we ran on that. So it's about justice for everyone. And the fact of the matter, I think it's really important for a DA to have Ben's perspective of being a defense lawyer as well, dealing with the families behind the problems, dealing with the defendants and understanding where they're coming from, if you can understand that. And there are different types of defendants. There are hardened criminals, and there are people that find themselves in the district court that just need help. And that's the bulk of what I saw in the almost 29 years I was doing defense work. There's a lot of people that just needed the help, and I recognize that. And so I think you come with both perspectives here. Am I going to be hard on heavy drug dealers? Of course I am, because they're not here to do anything. They're not drug addicts. They don't have a problem.
Exactly.
They're coming here to make money. If they come here to make money, don't come here. Stay out of our county. So that's the message I want to send. And in the district court, I wanted a court of rehabilitation. I want people to try to get back to work. And again, we got a great sheriff that does that with his, his programs. We also have great community outreach programs at the Community Justice Support Center in Pittsfield. That's a great center that helps. I've identified a lot of the opioid centers and getting them so that they're working now. We're working on a summit for the fall. We tried to get it done for the spring, but we were just too busy. But by the fall, we hope to have an opioid summit with BHS and the Breen Center, and try to bring all the opioid organizations in the county together and have the courthouse personnel there so that they will know that there are services available. How do you get your clients, and how do you get a defendant into a program that gets them clean and gets them help? And we know that takes a year. So we have to keep some of these cases open for a while,
sure,
because I will get rid of them in the end if they get clean, they get back to work, and they're productive, because that's the whole goal of it. We want to end recidivism. The whole idea is to get people back to work.
We're going to take a break. I am honored and privileged to have with me Timothy Shagru. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County. He's got an extensive background as a lawyer on both sides of the bar. And well, I've been on both sides of the bar too, but it's been a different bar. I do want to say this. I want to show this flag again. I want to thank the people who were good to me at the 4th of July. Excellent. Coming down a parade, people yelling my name. Rob Dwyer, who was driving the car, said, usually they holler out, Rob, Rob, but they're hollering out Bill Moore. That touched my wife and my, you'll never know how much, but this flag, I did it for a lot of guys that are buried under it. Please don't desecrate it. Please. You gain nothing by desecrating this flag, but you lose a lot. We'll be right back. This is TBR. There it is. I didn't get emotional with that. PCTV, Channel 1301. We'll be right back with District Attorney Tim Shagru.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. A person who deserves a lot of credit for the changes, the vision, the foresight, and the dedication to Berkshire County. His name is Timothy Shagru. He is the district attorney. And we're making such headway in curtailing crime, driving drugs out of the city, guns out of the city, making arrests, prosecuting, sending those to jail that need to go to jail, and affording them the addicts, an opportunity to get clean. So I know there's people out there, you've told me after various shows, Yeah, but you don't know the real story. He just wants to put everybody in jail. No, I do know the real story. I really do. I think I know this guy well enough to know what he's trying to be, a purveyor of justice. How's that? Pretty smart, huh? I went to college. Mine was mostly coloring books, but it was good. What has surprised you since coming on as DA? That's one of my questions.
Well, I think the first surprise I had was just what a disarray this office was when I walked in. I mean, that was just it was disheartening. It was the budget was a mess, place was a mess. Lease expired in 2019. We're now working on a new lease. I'm looking at a 10 to 15 year lease. I'm looking to expand the office to a bigger facility, whether it's here or one place downtown. But we're in the process of doing that. I'm doing site visits in the middle of July, and I mean, check it out. But we're going to expand the office here, expand the amount of lawyers and staff we have here. I've managed to work a good budget. I've reorganized it like it's a business, as it should be. We got rid of what I consider a lot of waste, and I think that we're really focusing. I spent a lot of money on training, on getting these lawyers trained. I'm spending a lot of money on experts and getting the proper information to juries, working on making these cases better cases. And so that's probably was the biggest surprise was I just thought I'd come in and have a job to do and be work to do because I know there was a backlog. I knew there was a bad backlog, which I think we've got under control pretty substantially now, which we're handling cases that I brought charges for last year. And that's great. So we're not doing the 2018s, the 2017s, the 2019s. We're now, you'll see you'll see when you hear press releases that we're doing cases from 2023. We still have some old ones that are left, but we're getting to the end of that. I knew there was a backlog. We handle that. We're supposed to go in Berkshire County. We're supposed to go every other month, 1 month criminal, 1 month civil. I can tell you that since we started, we went every single month. And we're still short lawyers. We need more lawyers. The lawyers are getting tired, so we're probably going to go back to every other month soon. But these people worked 18 hours a day for the last 18 months. They're putting a lot of hard work into it. I'm paying them appropriately. A lot of them have received substantial raises. I would say most of the office have received substantial amounts of increases in their incomes based upon allocating the resources right within the office, putting my money into my people rather than into things that just don't matter. I think that we've done a good job of balancing this budget. I think we've done a great job of paying people the right amount of money. The lawyers are making good money now. And I think it's a testament to running this office like a business and having run a business, a very successful business for 29 years. That was a lot of help. The second biggest surprise was, you know, I've handled, three or four cases. I have a murder case, whatnot, but it's the amount of time that I am not in court is a little, I want to be in court more than I can be now. But I understand that too. I've been doing this 38 years and my stuff now is to really be training. My stuff is to be teaching people how to do things and to run this office efficiently. So it's a little bit harder to get into the courtroom because I've been a trial lawyer my whole life, Bill. I mean, I lived in the courtroom.
I know.
So that was a big adjustment for me. I've been lucky enough that I have gone and handled some major cases. I did the Mainwaring case, and obviously I did the Alabosa case, the man who killed his 2-year-old. I'm involved in I'm doing the Cody trial. So this, we've worked hard on the, I worked with the police on getting that bank robbery.
Yes.
And that's indicted, and that's a solid, strong case. Those are the cases that I've handled, but I don't have the time to be into the courtroom every single day. I try to go 3 or 4 times a week to be at the courthouse, but it's I say that the biggest change I saw was that I thought I might be in there more, but there is just so much for me to do here to balance this budget and to make sure that we're going to. I'm in Boston a lot, trying to increase the amount of money we're getting here into this office. I'm now going to be going back to legislature for a supplemental budget because I want to enter into a 10 to 15 year long-term lease wherever we end up. We're site location looking this month, and I hope to have that all secured. And I hope by August of 2025 that we'll have been completely refurbished, expanded our office, and getting a bigger footprint in downtown Pittsfield. So I think that's good. I'm also proud of the work that's happening in Great Barrington and North Adams. I think that
yes.
we're doing a lot. So I guess that's the best answer to your question is to say that we had a lot of administrative work to do, a lot of things to do to make this office run more efficiently, yeah. to run it like a business, and really to make it so that it's a very I think you said the word, and I really appreciate that. This is a very professional office. This is very and on top of that, these people care about the community. They're out in their community. And then working with them. So the fact that I can bring this professionalism to Berkshire County, I can bring this professionalism to the courtroom, and I can bring, I want to make sure whether we win or lose cases doesn't matter, because we take tough cases to trial. Like, we don't take the easy cases to trial. We take a lot of tough cases to trial.
And we, I would say too that when for you, I told Chief Dolly this, the higher up that chain you go, the more you get away from what you got in the field for.
Right. It's true. I know Tommy feels the same way. I know the chief feels the same way.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, and the sheriff as well. We were, you know, sheriff was a detective. You know, Tommy was a detective.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a line prosecutor. I was line ADA in Superior.
Yeah.
You know, I did defense work.
Now look at you.
Yeah.
You're doing budgets. You're down in Boston. And
yeah.
I mean, I only speak for my own career. And it was, you go up, and then all of a sudden, one day, you're on, what the hell am I doing? I didn't come out here for this. But I'm thankful you ran. I'm thankful you won.
I
think it's important that people understand, let me put this, there's a new DA in town, you know, a DA that of substance. And I'm not reflecting on anyone. I'm just saying, he's been a prosecutor. He's been a defense attorney. He's been an ADA in Springfield and Pittsfield. So he's seen the difference. And I say this all the time. Berkshire County is, in my opinion, a very diverse county. It's cosmopolitan. It's urban. It's rural. It's suburban, and it's rural. I mean, there's some towns here. There's more people on William Street that are in the town. So that does not mean they don't have crime. I wrote a piece, I'll share with you someday, and testified before Congress about when the ISIS and all of it. Look, as the drug dealers did, and you know this, they went to the small towns. They went to the hills. They went to Vermont, where they don't have, didn't have state troopers at night, and moved all their. So when we talk rural, doesn't mean it's perfect, is I guess what I'm trying to say. It has its issues. And this DA realizes that.
It's a big community. It's really different between Great Barrington, North Adams, and Pittsfield.
Yeah.
It's really three different types of communities. And then, of course, you're right. Then there's the rural communities, and then there is the ultra rural communities. But and they're just as important as any.
Oh yeah, but you're
Street.
Doing that. Let me just say that realize that
we're doing it with law enforcement. We're doing it with the communities. We're doing it with the leaders in each of those communities. We're doing it with the selectmen and select women and select boards. And we're dealing with our community leaders. And that's why it's important for us to be out and speaking to our community leaders and showing the support that they need when they need help in a particular area. You know, we're dealing with hate crimes. We deal with a lot of hate crimes. And we saw that in South County and in Lenox, especially. We deal with, you know, a lot of anti-Semitism, anti-gay, with some real problems with that. I think we've addressed it, and we continue to address that. But this is a safe community. Don't get me wrong. But we want to. Berkshire County is different. It's that I've never seen such a giving community, and I realized that when I came back here and I did the Kids Place, the amount of money that people donated, the amount of time that they donated, the amount of energy. And when I go out to most of these events that I'm going to, which are nonprofit events, I'm seeing so many dedicated Berkshire business people that give so much money back and care so much about this community. They're just almost every business that I've been associated with has given money back to this community in some nonprofit way. And that's what I knew this could happen in Berkshire. I know we can keep it safe. I know we can work that way. We're not going to let Pittsfield turned what happened to Springfield. Springfield was at one point, it was a great place to be. And I wouldn't walk downtown there now, unfortunately. I hate to say it because it's a nice city, but it's just, I don't want Pittsfield and I don't want North Adams and I don't want Great Barrington. I want any of that to turn to that. I want to keep, I hate to say it, I use that old phrase of the Norman Rockwell type of county that we live in. It still exists. We live in a beautiful, we still talk to our brothers and sisters. We walk down the street, say hello. You know, you can have a big hometown parade. You can see your local leaders and not boo them and be civil to each other. And we're civil to each other all the time. Even our bar, the prosecution defense bar, we're civil to each other. We shake hands after trials are over, you know, because we're doing a job. It's a job. And at the end of the day, we have a job to do. And whether it's defense side or prosecution, we get done and we shake hands with each other. We do our job. We do justice. And that's what this is all about. Matty Ryan, who was the first DA I worked for in 1986, said one thing to us, and with a lot of lawyers down there, is that your job is not to get convictions. Your job is to do justice. And so, and that's what I've always brought to wherever I've been, defense side, prosecution side, is always to make sure we're doing what is just for our citizens and for our community. And I think that's what we're building within here. And again, we're not done yet. We still got a lot of things that I'm still working on. I got a lot of plans going forward of what I want to do. But I'm amazed the amount of success that we've had as a result of the community responding.
Yes.
The store is responding to get at least 50 members on this organized retail crime group. And Berkshire County has been tremendous. And the effort they're putting into, we're having a training and a luncheon on Thursday, again, for organized retail crime. So, you know, that was something that it started nationally in September of last year with the National District Attorney's Association, who I used to teach for. And they coordinated with RILA, which is the Retail Industry Leaders of America. And now the businesses are working with us instead of against us. Now they do understand that we can prosecute cases and not look bad upon the store for doing that. So we had to bridge that gap, and we started doing that in September. I thought it was going to be a month long. It has not stopped. It has been every month now we have meetings, and we're doing it because the amount of success we're seeing from the reduction of theft is astronomical. And just don't take my word. Go talk to, you know, any of the stores, into them. They'll tell you that we're knocking the ball out of the park. And that's because, again, I have to say it, law enforcement, Pittsfield Police, North Adams Police, Dalton Police, Lanesboro especially with Target, they have been tremendous. They're buying into what we want to do. They were frustrated for 4 years when they were making arrests and the case would get thrown out. Now they make the arrest. They know we're going to follow through with it. They know we're taking this seriously. And stores are thanking me because, you know, it's stopping the amount of people coming in that just would walk out of the store with, and I'm not talking about, like you said, like the soda or, you know, baby formula. That's not what's being stolen. It's high-end items. You go to Market 32, it's the steaks and the crab legs and the booze. You know, that's what they want to walk out of the store with. That's not, those are not crimes of poverty. These are crimes of greed and of opportunity. And so, and especially with the same individuals over and over again. And we also know it's part of the drug trade, because that's what drug dealers want in exchange.
That's
for drugs.
Right. Yeah.
It's part of it. You got to know the culture. You said it early on in this program today, is that you got to get into the mindset of what these people are thinking, what they're doing, why they're doing it in the particular way they're doing. You have to understand the mind of a criminal and to catch a criminal. And luckily, our police officers are able to do that. And do a thorough job of it. And, you know, and we work closely with them, and we also, you know, we self-police and we self-patrol, and we make sure that our officers do things by the right way. There have been cases that, unfortunately, we've had disputes about that I didn't think were proper arrests and whatnot, and I had to dismiss them. But they understand that. And again, just like when I used to cross-examine them as a defense lawyer, we would shake hands afterwards and say, like, I understand. And so it's just, we work together, and we're working together very successfully. And I can't do any of this without the great amount of work and investigations that these police departments are doing. Again, we're so lucky having Chief Dolly. We got a great one in him. And I know that Mike Wynn was great as well. Don't get me wrong. But I've just been able to work with Chief Dolly for well over a year now. I only get to work with Mike for a few months. But I can tell you, this chief has got his pulse on the community. He's out and about. You know, him and I and the sheriff are talking about making sure that we get out in the community together. And we want to be able to show the united front that I think Pittsfield and Berkshire County has a great shot with the leadership that they have throughout this whole county
yep.
with what people are doing now. Because none of us are doing this because we want to do it. You know, I took a significant amount of pay and decrease to take this job, and I was reluctant to do it at first because I was very happy and content with my my prior job. And
sure.
I said, if I was going to do it,
you were good at it. You were good at it. No, a lot of people that I know who had brush, maybe not them, but their family members or friends, they had you as an attorney, and they have the greatest. They really said great things about what you did. And personally, I've been, you know, around the horn a few times. You know, there's people who went to this for a reason other than money.
Right.
And I think you're one of them.
I think that's what you got across the board with most of our leaders in this county.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them could be making more money in the private sector. I think most of the, and we're lucky that we have that. You know, and I've got, yeah. I hate to see Smitty Pignatelli leave. That was another guy that had
broken heart. But he's earned. He's earned.
He did. And we got Paul Marks. He's doing a
great
job as well. Yeah. So, you know,
his mother texts me all the time. Just tell him to shave the beard off.
We won't recognize him if he does that.
I know. Well, you know, with going back just for a moment to Smitty, I've been close to the Pignatelli family since I was a young man. And his dad especially.
Yeah.
He was trained by the best, his dad, to be a public servant.
Yes.
And he's always, now, I hope they realize that's going to be a big hole for Lennox when he goes, because he's a senior member. He's very well respected. And, but you know, you'll reach that point too, I think, Tim, where it's time. I mean, I reached it. It was time.
Yeah. I'm not there yet. You know, I still.
Oh, no, you're a young guy. I mean, I got socks older than you are. You want to see them?
Well, sometimes I don't feel so young, you know, but it's these are long days and it's a long job. But
oh, I know.
I really do. I think that I think the world of Smitty, and I have to give a shout out to him for him, you know, former Mayor Barrett, State Senator, State Representative Barrett, and Paul, State Senator Paul Marks. When I came on, they came into the office. They helped me out. I had to get some extra money in order to make this thing work successfully. And those three people were just tremendous to me, and they helped me get additional funding last year. That enabled us to make this thing run the way it needs to be run. So those are leaders that we're working with. And it's important for us to work with them. You can't be an isolationist. You've got to be able to work within your community. I think most people know that I am dedicated to Berkshire County. I grew up here.
Sure.
Having moved here when I was 13, it's just I fell in love with the mountains. I fell in love with the lakes and then the people. People up here are tremendous. So that's why I like to be out and about. You know, I can't make everybody happy because I'm prosecuting crimes. But at the same time, too, we're trying to make sure that everybody can feel safer. And it is a safe community. You can feel safe. Like I said, I walk downtown all the time. You got great restaurants down there, Dorothy's and down that way. You've got, a lot of great ethnic restaurants on North Street. Yeah. I think it's Espino's across the street here. That's a great Brazilian Peruvian place. There's a lot of good restaurants that are coming down here. And you know, Brancazoo's on Brancazoo's, I think that's on the North Street. That Brazilian place is a wonderful store. So you can feel safe to come down here. You walk in there, they're smiling, they're talking, great families. You know, we have a big Central America and Brazilian community, and these are hardworking individuals.
Yes, they are.
They're really putting the effort into making Pittsfield a great location. So if you can, you get a chance to try to frequent these places because they need to survive, and they're doing a great job here. And again, it's safe. It's just that we're going to make sure you're safe. And if issues arise, we had that shooting on North Street a couple of weeks ago, and I give the Pittsfield police credit again. Tommy Dolly, they were all over it, and they turned. I'm telling you right now, and take my word for it, they overturned every rock. They did everything they did to find that, and they did finally find the defendant, and he's now held. And he's been arrested, and he's in jail. And so we'll have a dangerousness hearing on that next week, and a case that's going to the Superior Court. So I commend them again. If something happens, we're not going to just sit back on it. It's quick action, and it's collecting. That was a harder case to prove, and they did it still within a matter of days. I'm pretty pleased.
You know, when I ran the youthful, violent youthful, we used the term immediate intervention, because so many of these, they were threatened all the time. You know, they were, why do your father get home, or, you know, in school, you're, you know, you're going to get kicked out. You're going to this year. Well, we did something.
Right.
We didn't threaten them. We said, we're locking you up for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell an officer to do something. You can't, maybe use that language with your parents. You don't use it here.
Right.
And that's what you're doing. That's what Tommy Dolly's and the Chiefs. I've been around the world a couple times, and I will say this. I've always believed that the Pittsfield Police Department, for the size of the Pittsfield Police Department, has always done a magnificent job. I personally was tutored by, and he left us way too soon, Dick Hennall, Detective Sergeant Hennall. I owe him a lot of my career, because he was like you. I can remember, and I won't get into specifics, where we were working with other agents, and they said, well, just elaborate more on the affidavit for a search warrant. And I'll never forget, and you're this way, Dick turned and said, my integrity is not worth this search warrant. And I'll never forget that. And boy, I mean, it was a rough go after that with some people, but the bottom line was just that. He was not going to compromise his integrity, falsify, or elaborate.
Right. Nobody allows that to happen. You know, that's the whole key. We run it, again, the word is justice. We run this on justice. If it turns out there's something that's wrong with it, we take a look at it, we get rid of it. It's just, I'm not going to, again, same way, we've taken an oath to do justice, and integrity is a key component of that you've got to have integrity. Your word means so much, and we make sure, and I think that we have that in the Pittsfield Police.
You do.
They worked real hard, and they're looking for, and I'm offering my lawyers for them anytime they want, so they're on call. Our lawyers are on call. Everybody's on call for different weeks at a time. Everybody gets a week, so the police can call them. I don't think the public really realized that.
Yeah,
my agents are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on their week, and they rotate. We shift it out for the entire year, so there's always an ADA on call, and not to mention specialties. If there's a murder, myself and the first assistant are automatically called. We have for any vehicular homicide, Joe Yolano handles those. He gets called on them. We have Rachel Rama running a special victims unit. We have Heather Valentine running the guns and drugs. These people are on call no matter what happens. A drug case comes down, a gun case comes down, Heather's on call no matter what. So you'll see us walking around with two phones. The reason why we have two phones is one is our life phone, what we live off, a personal phone, and one is sort of the bat phone that you know, we have to continue to have with us. And even when I'm on vacation, wherever I go, I bring my computer with me and I bring my phone with me. And so we're I'm always reachable 24/7, and we get called. That's what's hard about this job, is we don't get to go home Friday at 5 o'clock like everybody else does. My weekends are full of phone calls and full of events from Friday to Monday morning. And sometimes it's a relief to be in the office and not have to be responding to so many other things on the weekends. But we help, and I think the police appreciate that we help. They know they can call us at a moment's notice. You can call me on 3 o'clock in the morning. You can call me on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to respond to you. And that's the same way with them. I can call Chief Dolly at any point in time. I can call the sheriff at any point in time. I am getting a call back literally within less than a minute. And because they have their phones as well. So we're in constant communication with each other. That's very important. And I don't think that existed for a while here. Yeah. And I think that's really, it's good now. It also helps when we're telling them what we need for a prosecution.
Got it. I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Okay, I just wanted to say that we try to help them, let them know what we need in court. And they respect that, they understand it. It's what works well.
So, and again, I want to thank you and your entire staff. And I also want to thank your wife for putting up with you and this new job. Before, your life was like a little different. But now, to the people, and I'm going to sign off, support the DA, support the police. They have tip lines. if you see things going on, make it happen. And I also want to say this. I've said it before. I'm sorry. If it offends you, tough. I know a lot of guys, if you don't believe me, go to any one of the cemeteries and stand up, especially St. Joseph's. Go up and stand up at the cross and look. A lot of people sign their life, just pledge their lives to make sure that we can have DAs and justice. And they're buried under those flags. I'm sorry if it offends you. I know some of you will text me that it does. Sing Loy. I'll translate that for you later, Mr. DA. But anyhow, thank you so much for coming on. Continued success. I'll be reaching out to you again. Tell your staff if you want to get anything out, get it to me and I'll announce it.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much. And you bet. Take care. Bye, everybody. God bless and take care. And remember, do what the DA does. Do what I try to do. Do what a lot of people try to do. Help others. Take care of each other. So a lot of people don't have it as smooth as we do. Take care, everybody. God bless. Talk soon. Bye-bye. Keep on.